You're plugged in to Clever Talk. Thank you so much for, joining. How have you been? Can you believe it? Christmas is here, 2022. You know, sometime in 2021, December, the thought was January would be so long, because it always is, right? Especially when you don't plan well financially. Anyways, enter December 2022 and pew, 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 pew. That's how fast the days were moving. I remember making a post about how swiftly it was moving, and you know, people could relate. They were commenting on the post, and the feedback was, it's moving faster than we thought for some reason. And I think January introduced that, and the whole month followed, the other months rather followed suit. And here we are now, 12 months. Isn't God amazing? Isn't God amazing? You know, I've just been reflecting really on the goodness of God throughout this month, throughout this year, as a matter of fact. So in December 2021, I remember just thinking about the things that I would want to see in 2022, thinking and talking to God at the same time, right? I would say my best friend is the Holy Spirit, because I tell him even the things I would never tell another human being. That's the only person I trust. The Holy Spirit will not run his mouth to another person. Yes. So there I was, hoping and just expressing my thoughts, my expectations, my fears, and everything. And 2022 comes in and it's rolling, right? Really fast. And one time I had the moment to actually pause and reflect. Like, I'm getting so emotional. I don't know. Anyways, so I paused to reflect. And I realized that, my God, some of the things that I prayed for, some of the things I hoped for, they came true. And what even made me more dumbfounded was that I didn't do any of these things of my own accord. It was all God. I was legit just sitting down there and living day to day. And God, through his mercy, started ticking those boxes for me. So this episode, this episode is just a call to reflection, right? A grateful heart is the most beautiful thing you would ever see. Trust me. A grateful heart is something that leaves a lingering memory for years to come. Think about it. Think about it. When you do something good for a person, and they reach out to thank you sincerely, you see the honesty in their appreciation. How does it make you feel? Think about it. Just reflect on that. How does it make you feel? So that even days later, weeks later, by some random, maybe a fragrance that helps you remember that memory, or a phrase, or a color, and then you just remember that appreciation from that person, and then you smile. But there's this feeling that you have in your heart that you can't even explain it. You see, that's the beautiful thing about a grateful heart. And that's something that we all need to learn, to adopt, to emulate, you know, to make that our lifestyle, a life of thanksgiving. And the truth is, it's not even something I do often, but I discovered that in the last quarter of 2022, I found every reason to be thankful. So thankful. I'm overwhelmed by the love of God, the intentionality of God's love for me. I can't stop saying this. I make posts on social media, I talk to some friends, and the sentence keeps coming. It's the intentionality of God's love for me. So I just want you to think about it, right? What were some of the things you planned to do? What were some of the things you prayed for? Some of the things you wrote down and said you wanted to accomplish? And look how God came through. And you know, sometimes God steps into a situation and he hijacks the whole operation, because it's like, you are going on the wrong path, and if I don't take you out of this, it will end up in a disaster. That's how it operates. That's how it works sometimes. And I saw the way God came in and handled some situations like that. Literally just hijacked the thing. It's amazing. The intentionality of God's love. And you know what's crazy? In that moment, you might feel like, oh my God, this is terrible. This is not a good thing. Why didn't it happen the way I wanted it to happen? But the Bible says, God speaking, right, in Jeremiah, says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. God loves. Like, this year came with so much, and the truth, here's the thing, right? Nobody's saying it's all light and roses. I mean, even roses have thorns, and if you don't handle them well, or you don't look how you're holding the roses, you will get pricked by those thorns. So they smell nice, but they have thorns too. Thorns, right? So it's not all roses and sunshine. Of course, there were dark days as well. But I overcame. Someone is going to say, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. But hey, I overcame because I had the Holy Spirit. I had God. See, it didn't matter how I felt and what I would say. At the end of the day, the one place I would end up in complete submission and exhaustion was at the feet of my master, was at the feet of God. Just there. And then the words don't suffice, because I don't even have the words. The thoughts, they jumble up into so many meaningless things, but I just trust that he understands. And you know, God helps me every time. I have some testimonies to share, but not now, because the time is not right. It is still in process, but the journey looks so beautiful, and I can't wait to share next year. Now, I think about some people who do not know Jesus and do not they're yet to accept the love that God offers, and you know, all that the Holy Spirit has to give. And I just say, how do you deal with this? How do you manage this pain, this confusion? How do you manage life without God? And I'm like, I could never. And then I go right back again, and I'm like, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for loving me, God. I'm looking at this and it's almost 10 minutes. Well, before I go for this episode, I just need to say that after listening to this, right, just close your eyes and reflect. It doesn't have to be too long. Just think about some of the things that God did for you and say thank you. Say thank you. Be like the one, the lepers, they were 10. One came back to say thank you, and Jesus asked, did I not heal 10 men? Don't be the ungrateful one. Don't be the kind of person who takes the goodness of God for granted. Of course, God will always, you know, make the rain and the sun to shine on the wicked and the good. But you must learn to say thank you. It should be a lifestyle that you adopt. I'm trying to make that. God, I'm so overwhelmed and humbled just thinking about this year and how God came through. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Oh well, thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you. Okay, obviously I'm not going to. You know what I mean. I will record another episode and share with you. It's possible that I might not even post this. I don't even know why I'm saying this. But if I post it, you will know that I contemplated not posting this because of how raw and unfiltered it is. You've never seen the side, or you've never heard the side of me before. Yeah. Alright, I'm going to post. I think I'll post it. I should. But what do we call this episode? Because I just picked up my phone and I started recording. Alright, let's see how it goes. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode on Clever Talk. My name is Clever Ucholi Muhadu Achikinchiri Nagaba Akan Clever Talk. That's House of Four. See you in the next episode on Clever Talk. Can I ask you for something? Please share this with a friend. Put it on your WhatsApp status. Share it on Facebook. I will post on my Instagram. Gosh, Clever Talk has an account on Instagram, and Ucholi Eva, which is my personal account on Instagram. But interestingly, I don't even post. Oh, Clever, we'll do better. We'll do better. Well, that's it from me to you. Adios, amigo, and thank you so much for tuning in. Honestly, thank you. Now, go out there, have fun, enjoy the most of this season. Live life fully and live with a heart of gratitude. And when you thank God too for Clever. And say, thank you, God, for Clever. Thank you for the things you did for Clever. She didn't tell me, but thank you. All right, I should stop talking. Adios. Remember that I love you, but God loves you more. Mwah! Goodbye.